Blackstone Audio presents The 4-Hour Work Week. Escape 9-to-5, live anywhere, and join the new rich. By Timothy Ferris. For my parents, Donald and Francis Ferris, who taught a little hellion that marching to a different drummer was a good thing. I love you both and owe you everything. First and foremost. Fact. Doubters read this. Is lifestyle designed for you? Chances are good that it is. Here are some of the most common doubts and fears that people have before taking the leap and joining the new rich. Do I have to quit my job? Do I have to be a risk taker? No on both counts. From using Jedi mind tricks to disappear from the office to designing businesses that finance your lifestyle, there are paths for every comfort level. How does a Fortune 500 employee explore the hidden jewels of China for a month and use technology to cover his tracks? How do you create a hands-off business that generates $80,000 per month with no management? It's all here. Do I have to be a single 20-something? Not at all. This book is for anyone who is sick of the deferred life plan and wants to live life large instead of postpone it. Case studies range from a Lamborghini-driving 21-year-old to a single mother who traveled the world for 5 months with her 2 children. If you're sick of the standard menu of options and prepared to enter a world of infinite options, this book is for you. Do I have to travel? I just want more time. No, it's just one option. The objective is to create freedom of time and place and use both however you want. Do I need to be born rich? No. My parents have never made more than $50,000 per year combined, and I've worked since age 14. I'm no Rockefeller, and you needn't be either. Do I need to be an Ivy League graduate? Nope. Most of the role models in this book didn't go to the Harvards of the world, and some are dropouts. Top academic institutions are wonderful. But there are unrecognized benefits to not coming out of one. Grads from top schools are funneled into high-income 80-hour-per-week jobs, and 15 to 30 years of soul-crushing work has been accepted as the default path. How do I know? I've been there and seen the destruction. This book reverses it. My story and why you need this book. Whenever you find yourself on the side of the majority, it is time to pause and reflect. Mark Twain. Anyone who lives within their means suffers from a lack of imagination. Oscar Wilde, Irish dramatist and novelist. My hands were sweating again. Staring down at the floor to avoid the blinding ceiling lights, I was supposedly one of the best in the world, but it just didn't register. My partner, Alicia, shifted from foot to foot as we stood in line with 9 other couples, all chosen from over 1,000 competitors from 29 countries and 4 continents. It was the last day of the Tango World Championship semifinals, and this was our final run in front of the judges, television cameras, and cheering crowds. The other couples had an average of 15 years together. For us, it was the culmination of 5 months of non-stop 6-hour practices, and finally, it was showtime. "How are you doing?" Alicia, a seasoned professional dancer, asked me in her distinctly Argentine Spanish. "Fantastic. Awesome. Let's just enjoy the music. Forget the crowd. They're not even here." That wasn't entirely true. It was hard to even fathom 50,000 spectators and coordinators in El Rural, even if it was the biggest exhibition hall in Buenos Aires. Through the thick haze of cigarette smoke, you could barely make out the huge, undulating mass in the stands, and everywhere there was exposed floor, except the sacred 30-by-40-foot space in the middle of it all. I adjusted my pinstriped suit and fussed with my blue silk handkerchief until it was obvious that I was just fidgeting.
"Are you nervous?"
"I'm not nervous. I'm excited. I'm just going to have fun and let the rest follow." "Number 152, you're up." Our chaperone had done his job, and now it was our turn. I whispered an inside joke to Alicia as we stepped on the hardwood platform.
"Tranquilo.
Take it easy. She laughed, and at just that moment I thought to myself, what on earth would I be doing right now if I hadn't left my job and the United States over a year ago? The thought vanished as quickly as it had appeared when the announcer came over the loudspeaker and the crowd erupted to match him. Pareja número 152, Timothy Ferris y Alicia Monti, Ciudad de Buenos Aires. We were on, and I was beaming. The most fundamental of American questions is hard for me to answer these days, and luckily so. If it weren't, you wouldn't be holding this book in your hands. So, what do you do? Assuming you can find me, hard to do, and depending on when you ask me, I'd prefer you didn't, I could be racing motorcycles in Europe, scuba diving off a private island in Panama, resting under a palm tree between kickboxing sessions in Thailand, or dancing tango in Buenos Aires. The beauty is, I'm not a multimillionaire, nor do I particularly care to be. I never enjoyed answering this cocktail question because it reflects an epidemic I was long part of, job descriptions as self-descriptions. If someone asks me now, and is anything but absolutely sincere, I explain my lifestyle of mysterious means simply. I'm a drug dealer. Pretty much a conversation ender. It's only half true, besides. The whole truth would take too long. How can I possibly explain that what I do with my time and what I do for money are completely different things? That I work less than 4 hours per week and make more per month than I used to make in a year? For the first time, I'm going to tell you the real story. It involves a quiet subculture of people called the New Rich. What does an igloo-dwelling millionaire do that a cubicle dweller doesn't? Follow an uncommon set of rules. How does a lifelong blue-chip employee escape to travel the world for a month without his boss even noticing? He uses technology to hide the fact. Gold is getting old. The new rich, NR, are those who abandon the deferred life plan and create luxury lifestyles in the present using the currency of the new rich, time and mobility. This is an art and a science we will refer to as lifestyle design, LD. I've spent the last 3 years traveling among those who live in worlds currently beyond your imagination. Rather than hating reality, I'll show you how to bend it to your will. It's easier than it sounds. My journey from grossly overworked and severely underpaid office worker to member of the NR is at once stranger than fiction and, now that I've deciphered the code, simple to duplicate. There is a recipe. Life doesn't have to be so damn hard. It really doesn't. Most people, my past self included, have spent too much time convincing themselves that life has to be hard, a resignation to 9-to-5 drudgery in exchange for, sometimes, relaxing weekends and the occasional keep-it-short-or-get-fired vacation. The truth, at least the truth I live and will share in this book, is quite different. From leveraging currency differences to outsourcing your life and disappearing, I'll show you how a small underground uses economic sleight of hand to do what most consider impossible.